This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. And when the band plays, hail
to the chief. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Well, oh, believe me, I'm going to get to this.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times.
What? Now, we'll get to that, but you know what time it is. It's Monday. And on Monday, every Monday, we do the same thing at this time. We read a Medal of Honor citation from one of this nation's heroes who earned a Medal of Honor. We do it to remember the men. We do it to remember the deeds. More than anything, to be honest with you, we do it because we hope it spreads so we can start holding up the correct people for kids to look up to in this society. Kids are told who their heroes should be. I know we don't like to accept that, but they are. They're told who their heroes should be. Who do we tell kids today between the movies and the music and the TV shows and the billboards? And the, who do we tell kids their heroes should be? Every degenerate loser in this country. That's who we celebrate. I want this to catch on. And remember, all the Medal of Honor citations, everyone that's ever been earned, they're all available online. They're all available for free. You can read them. You can print them. I want teachers doing this in their classrooms. Little League coaches, Sunday school teachers. I want this to catch on with families. This stuff is important. I get emails like this, and I love it. Jesse, I'm starting out a high school sports season this week as an assistant coach. I have already started curating some Medal of Honor citations for my planned Medal of Honor Mondays with the team. I can't wait to have a chance to be a positive influence in the lives of these young people and present examples of courage, sacrifice, and selflessness. Thanks for the idea. Again, don't you dare give me any credit for it. I didn't earn a single one of these. I was never that guy. You do it. Take it. Put your own spin on it. Run with it. And remember, we take email suggestions. We don't just take love, hate, death threats. Email suggestions. If you have some connection or one you like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one says, hello, Jesse. No, Chris. We have a new Medal of Honor member. It took a while, but he got the honor he rightfully deserves. Colonel Paris Davis, former Green Beret, 1965, Vietnam. I'm a former Green Beret myself, and his citation is outstanding professionalism. Please take a look at it. Says I can say his name. His name is Bruce. And I did say his name, and daggone, Mr. Davis more than earned his Medal of Honor.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Sing a song, Captain Paris D. Davis, Commander, Detachment A, 321, 5th Special Forces Group, 1st Special Forces, distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving as an advisor for the 883rd Regional Force Company, Army of the Republic of Vietnam, during combat operations against an armed enemy in the vicinity of Bong Son, Republic of Vietnam, on June 17th to 18th, 1965. Captain Davis and three other U.S. Special Forces advisors accompanied the Vietnamese 883rd Regional Force Company to its first combat mission, a daring nighttime raid against Viet Cong regional headquarters housing a superior enemy force. Captain Davis' advice and leadership allowed the company to gain the tactical advantage, allowing it to surprise the unsuspecting enemy force and kill approximately 100 enemy soldiers. While returning from the successful raid, the regional force was ambushed and sustained several casualties. Captain Davis constantly exposed himself to hostile small arms fire to rally the inexperienced and disorganized company. He expertly directed both artillery and small arms fire, enabling other elements of the company to reach his position. Although wounded in the leg, he aided the evacuation of other wounded men of his unit, but refused medical evacuation himself. Following the arrival of air support, Captain Davis directed artillery fire within 30 meters of his own position in an attempt to halt the enemy's advance. Then, with complete disregard for his own life, he braved intense enemy fire to cross an open field to rescue his seriously wounded and immobilized team sergeant. While carrying the sergeant up a hill to a position of relative safety, Captain Davis was again wounded by enemy fire. Despite two painful wounds, Captain Davis again refused medical evacuation, remained with the troops, fought bravely, and provided pivotal leadership and inspiration to the Regional Force Company as they repelled several Viet Cong assaults on their position over a period of several hours. When friendly reinforcements finally arrived, Captain Davis again refused medical evacuation until he had recovered a U.S. advisor under his command who had been wounded during the initial ambush and presumed dead. While personally recovering the wounded soldier, he found him severely wounded but still clinging to life. Captain Davis directed the helicopter extraction to his wounded colleague, not leaving the battlefield himself until after all friendly forces were recovered or medically evacuated. Captain Davis' heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty at the risk of his own life are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army. By the way, he just got this 3 days ago. If you're wondering, a couple things I want to clarify. One, if you're wondering why it takes so much time, I mean, this was 1965, why some of these things take so much time, you should understand this. If you're curious about these things, go look at the Silver Star. Silver Star is a high, high decoration for valor. If you go look at Silver Star citations, you will read some of them that make your jaw fall on the floor. And you know what you'll say to yourself when you're done? How did this guy not win a Medal of Honor? How did they not give him a Medal of Honor? There are a lot of reasons for it. Some of them good. Some of them really, really bad. Look, as far as the bad reasons go, these things can get political. These things can involve, remember, you have to be put in for this thing by somebody. Well, maybe everyone in your command structure sucked. Or maybe they were cowards. Or maybe they screwed something up and they don't want you acknowledged for the brave things you did. You remember I told you this story one time. I won't get into all the details of it, but John Yancey, an American hero nobody even knows about, who fought until he was half dead in Korea, on top of a freezing mountaintop, fought all night long. Finally, at the end of the night, some Japanese soldier pops out and blasts him in the face with a burp gun. Well, all it does is knock out a bunch of his teeth and it knocks his eyeball out, which is hanging on his cheek. He grabs his eyeball, stuffs it back in his eye, but oh wait, that was after he pulled out the pistol he'd taken from a dead Japanese guy in World War II that he killed and shot the Chinese guy. He didn't win a Medal of Honor. He didn't earn a Medal of Honor. Well, I'd say he earned it. He didn't win one. Why? Well, this is one of the good reasons. All the commanders who could have put him in for one died in the fighting. He was the last one left. So there are good reasons and bad reasons. It just, that's the way it goes sometimes. I'll tell you the one thing about this one from Captain Davis. I actually read this weekend. One of the things that really stands out for me is the guy at the end, the guy who he didn't want to leave on the battlefield. They thought he was dead, but really he was severely wounded. Because I think about that from that guy's perspective. I think about that. Think about that guy. Okay, you're in a fight. You're in a fight. It's bad. You get wounded. You're in Vietnam. You know what that means. You know what that means if you're probably discovered. There's a very good chance they're going to be burying pieces of you if they ever find you. Imagine laying there in the elephant grass or wherever they were. I'm not familiar with the area. Wherever it was, you're laying there. You're in pain. You feel like you might be dying. And frankly, it crosses your mind that dying just might be preferable than being discovered by the wrong person given your current condition. But he waits because he doesn't write the guy off. He waits and comes back for you. And instead of seeing a Viet Cong face ready to cut your eyelids off, instead you see Captain Davis there to save you and take you home and save your life. That's awesome, man. That's worth remembering, don't you think? All right. That's enough greatness for a moment. We got to step out of that and step back into the filth, because it is a question to ponder. You see these child drag shows now. I know you see the filthy videos and you see the kids there, but I'm sure it's hit you because it's hit me. You see the parents there. These kids aren't dropped off. These aren't orphans they snatched up. They're being brought there by their parents. What? Why? We're going to have a talk about why. Let's try to understand what we're facing here in a moment. Now, let's talk about you and your self-defense real briefly. Had a contractor come over to the house this weekend. I don't want to go into the details of it. It's a nightmare. But I had to be gone. I was out doing some super important world-famous author stuff, and the wife was there. She was in her workout clothes and therefore didn't want her firearm on her. So I simply said, but your hero arrow is in your pocket, right? That little pocket on your pants. And she said, actually, it is. You'd be proud of me. It's non-lethal, pepper gel. But if that human being turned out to be a monster, the wife would be alive and well while he's laying on the ground screaming in pain because the pepper's burning his eyeballs. Does the person you love have that in their possession? Do they keep that on their possession? Even when they're out jogging in the tidy tights. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, turn it off. What is that? Turn it off. Don't iron flame? Through the fire and flame? That needs to never happen again. I feel like I was having a seizure there. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of seizures, I have breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
John Fetterman, affectionately known as Senator Cucumber on this show, his chief of staff he's released a statement. You see, he was checked into the hospital. We don't have any actual audio from John Fetterman. Except for that, but he did say that Fetterman is feeling better and should be back on his feet soon. And I, for one, am glad to hear he's doing better, because depression is no joke. And I'm glad for my country that another statesman will be back on the Senate floor speaking on behalf of the people of Pennsylvania. Dear Dr. Jesse, what the heck is the thought process these parents take their kids to drag shows? Is it just virtue signaling at the expense of the kids, hanging out with pedophiles, so on and so forth? Let's set that aside for a moment. Let me ask you something, especially parents. What would it take for you to sign your child up for a year of training? And this is the year of training your child would receive. Your child would be fattened up, given the best foods in the world. And then at the end of that year, your child would be taken up to a frigid cliff in the mountains where your child would have drugs poured into them and alcohol poured into them and then left to freeze to death on a snow-capped peak. How much money would it take? Is there enough money in the world? What I just described to you is a very light, believe me, it's the light reading version of how children were sacrificed by the Incan Empire, you know, that ran basically the length of Chile and Peru and all kinds of places. Very powerful empire. They were one of many, many nations in the past that did child sacrifice. They would fatten the kids up for a year, then get them hammered, then take them up to the mountains so they could freeze to death. You would never do that in a million years, right? Okay. Well, let me ask you something else. If I was the devil and I wanted you to harm your child, I wanted you to kill your child or offer your child up for something horrible, some sacrifice of some kind, and just assume I'm crafty because I'm the devil, would I go to you and say, hey, give me your kid so I can kill it? No, of course not. And that's not what they did with the Incan mothers and fathers either. I would go to you and I would tell you what you're participating in here is a critical part of our belief system. Your child will end up in a better place. This is how we worship the gods. In the end, your child will be fine. Your child will be better off than anyone else. Your child's going to have a special heaven. All you have to do is let me take him and get him hammer housed and freeze him to death. And yes, that's going to suck. But listen, in the end, don't you love your child? Don't you want your child to have a special heaven? How do you think so many parents throughout history, I'm not even just picking on the Incas, which I actually love. I love the Incan tribe. It's one of the cooler tribes. I'm not just picking on them. Why would so many parents from Carthage to the Celts to the Incas to the Mayans to various American Indian tribes, I mean, look, throughout the world, why does this happen so often? Why do children get sacrificed to the gods? Because the parents get convinced in a broken culture that it is best for the culture and best for the child. I loathe these parents who take their kids out to put tip money in some drag queen who's shaking his penis in their face. I look at these parents, and I'll tell you, I am filled with so much rage, I want them thrown in a cage for the rest of their lives. I do. That's how much rage it fills me with. But you and I also have to understand something. We are dealing with broken people who exist in a broken culture. And in this broken culture, here in the U.S. of gay, where the pride flag flies internationally from American embassies and you can buy Oreos that are gay, in this country, parents have been taught that that is how you partake in the religion of the nation. That's what they've been taught over and over and over again by this sick, broken culture of ours. They're participating in the religion of the nation. How could you do it? How could you do it? I look and I think about my little buddies and I think, man, I'd kill anyone who tried to, forget taking them. If someone else tried to take them, I'd cut your hands off and you'd gouge out your eyes and leave you alive. But that's because it's not my religion. I have a different one. It is their religion. And that's why they take them. I know that's heavy, but it is true. All right, enough of that. Enough. We got to talk. I'm going to talk about the FAA. We're going to have a talk about the FAA. You never thought you'd be interested in the FAA, did you? Guess what? You're going to be tonight. Before we do that, let's go do something good. You sign up to give to Tunnel to Towers yet? You've heard of the Village in Lando Lakes, Florida, haven't you? You see, they're doing more than just paying off the mortgages now for widows and orphans. They're building them and catastrophically injured veterans. They're building them an entire community in Florida where they will all support each other, live together, have a more fulfilled life. It will help fill that gap that you don't think can be filled. Tunnel to Towers needs $11 a month from you and me to continue doing what they do. Go to T2T.org. All right? T2T.org, $11 a month. Let's find out about the FAA and why I'm never flying again. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Baby,
you just ain't nothing yet. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm in a good mood tonight. I mean, you know what it is, Chris? It's that calzone thing we had earlier. I'm telling you, I eat a good meal and it just, what? I'm set for life now. I'm set for the evening until the next meal. It's a very healthy way to live. Let your mood be decided by your last meal. It's wonderful. Before we get to the FAA, let's get to a couple emails. Jesse, Chris, and Michael. Quote, I almost cried when the pizza came the other day. Oh, yeah, I forgot I said that. He said, I laughed out loud. I'm intrigued by this Scott Adams situation. He's gone ballistic. We have black neighbors, and they're wonderful. It's like what you say, Jesse. It's the culture. We got married in Jamaica, so on and so forth. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to about the Scott Adams situation, because Scott Adams, he's somebody who hates me and cut me off a long time ago. I don't know him at all, but I looked. I guess I'm blocked on all his accounts and stuff like that. I had heard that he was in some hot water. Now, hold on. I heard that he said something that was racist. But I always roll my eyes when I hear that because they consider everything to be racist now. But I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to dig it up. Okay, let me assume for the sake of an argument, which is a bad assumption. Let's assume he did say something racist about black people. Let's made some kind of all-encompassing statement about black people. There's a lot to this. So let's just unpack this. Because maybe you've heard it. Maybe you've said something like that. Maybe you've thought something like that. Black people this or Mexicans this, or Asians this, or whatnot. One, I am not naive to the human body. I am aware, as controversial as this is, which it's ridiculous, that we are actually the different races and ethnicities and things like that, that we are built differently. There's no question about that. The average height, I think it's Norway, is 6 feet for a dude. Average height. I think America is 5'8", 5'7", 5'8". Obviously, you're going to have Asian cultures where that number is low fives. And that's just height. We could go into different muscle composition and things like that. Human beings, for whatever reason, are oftentimes made differently. And then when you consider that we marry with each other, we have babies with each other, then the babies are a combination. So human beings are all built differently. Now, I don't want to just bypass that like it doesn't matter at all. I know no one will talk about that on the radio, but of course I just did. By the way, if you're offended, I don't give a crap. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. However, we get ourselves caught in something. We do. We get ourselves caught in something. Because cultural tensions are real, and because they're as old as time, they are as old as time. This isn't uniquely American or white or black or anything else. When different cultures live together around each other, tensions come up. That inevitably turns into blanket prejudice of some kind. And I'm actually not even judging people who partake in blanket prejudice. Not black people who do it and they do. Not white people who do it and they do. Not Asians who do it and they do. Not Jews who do it. Not Christians who do it. Not Muslims who do it. Prejudice is human nature. Every human being, based on their experiences in their life and who guided them growing up, will have prejudices. You have them. If you're being, now it may not be against a skin color. Maybe it's against short people, fat people, skinny people. Maybe it's against white, black. Again, you have them. Maybe it's against the nationality. I like to pretend I hate Italians just because it makes me laugh. I have nothing against Italians, but who knows? Maybe there's something in there. I don't know, but I'm just joking. But it's a funny kind of racism, right? Now, back to what we were talking about. Let's assume someone made some kind of all-encompassing statement about black people. Why does that happen? Well, here's why it happens. We won't have any honest conversations about race in this country at all. All you get in this country is the lecturing of white people. That's all you get. Sit down and shut up, whitey, and listen to why you suck. What that does is that creates a culture of animosity in white America that inevitably is going to backlash on people. When you combine that with the fact that the urban black community is a disaster in this country, what you've got is a concoction that will be this blanket racism that says things like, black people suck. Well, that's crazy. My next door neighbor's black. And if you and I and him were hanging out, you'd find out that he has more in common with you and me than any white friend you have. He's just a blood red conservative. Family man, well off, drives a nice car. Dude actually mows his lawn like a weirdo still. I don't know why he doesn't just pay somebody like $20 to do that. Either way, no, he loves to do it. Anyway, now, what does he have in common with, I'm sure you're thinking about some terrible video of some gangster blasting somebody in Chicago. He doesn't have anything in common with that guy. Why? He was raised in a different culture. Who were your parents? What were the values given to you by the people around you? That will do the most to determine how you end up in life. That's just a fact. But we make these all-encompassing statements all the time. Human beings do this. It's human nature because it simplifies life for us. It's easier to look at the world and say, it's the Jews. I actually get this. We get it because of Jewish producer Chris. We'll get emails like this on occasion. Jesse's controlled by the Jews. It's the Jews. You know how ridiculous you sound when you say stuff like that? Are there horrible communist piece of trash Jews? Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of them. Some of the biggest freedom fighters I've ever known are Jews. Should I dump them? Because they're Jews? Now I'll dump Chris because his musical taste is suspect and he doesn't believe in Jesus, but I'm not going to dump him because of his religion, in all seriousness. But we do this because it simplifies life for us. And that's why you see simpletons will embrace that kind of talk the most. They people make fun of Nazis are a great example. They're the biggest racist group out there. But really, all race-based groups have this in common. When you see all these racist black organizations like Black Lives Matter, you know they're almost identical to Nazis. A bunch of extremely low IQ losers who found a simple way to blame others for their part in life, for their lot in life. That's just the truth. Chris, I can't wait to see how many complaints we get about that. That'll be fun. That'll be a lot. Now, you know what? I'm going to take some calls tonight. I haven't done that. We'll do that in just a few. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I don't care what you call me about. Just don't be boring. Now, before we get to you, let's get to this. We talk about a late stage republic a lot. I'm going to play you something. I want you to know that this person has been nominated to be the head of the FAA, the top post for the airline industry in the United States of America. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we'll get to your calls here in a second.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
That's the nominee for the head of the FAA. What's happening? How is this happening? We're going to have a chat about how this happens here in just a second. Then we'll get to your calls. 877-377-4373. Before we get to that, you know what the deal is with the phone calls. I want to know. It's the only small talk you're allowed to make here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to know if you're calling in from a Pure Talk phone. If you are, you get whatever sound from the soundboard you want, because there has to be some sort of reward.
You know, freedom is not free.
For abandoning the communist cell phone companies in this country. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. We had to go buy some Oreos last night for my kid. We refused. We went and got some off-brand stuff. Because you know why? Because we believe in putting our money where our morals are. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Where, man? I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I feel like this weekend took forever. I don't know what the deal is, and we'll get to these calls here in a minute. But again, in case you missed it, it's only 30 seconds. The man who's been nominated to be the head of the FAA, that's a big-time post. This was him trying to answer the most basic questions about the air.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
How does that happen? Well, in a late stage republic, or any nation, it doesn't have to be a republic, when a nation that was powerful, mega powerful, begins to crumble, when the pillars began to get cracks in them and crumble and fall apart and it's getting shaky, what happens is, as we've discussed before, the people who lead the nation, like the people who lead ours, remember the same three characteristics they all have in common. One, no love of country. Two, no connection to how normal people live. And three, they see themselves as kings and queens. Well, as a king and a queen, you obviously want to reign over a huge empire that's mega powerful, but you'll take being king or queen of the ashes as well. So let's say you're king, queen, you're King Joe Biden of America, the crumbling late-stage republic. Would you rather have America in 1950? Of course. But instead, you get the America in 2023. Okay, that sucks. And what happens is the people lose such a connection to the leaders, and the leaders have no connection to the people. Again, back to point two, they don't even know how normal people live, that they start to really, really loathe each other. I don't know about you. Look, I hate these people. I look at the people who run our government and I hate them. I genuinely do. I hate what they've done to my country. And I know, I'm not naive. I know they feel the same way about me, that if they could, they would lock me up and throw away the key, or worse. I know they would. I'll do the same to them, by the way. The same thing. I would do the same thing to them. Okay, so that's where we are with there. Now let's get to the no love of country part. If you were in charge of America and you were watching America crumble, you were watching the pillars develop these cracks and crumble, what would you do? Because you're filled with love of your country, as you should be, and that's a good thing, because you are filled with that, you would dig in and try to fix things. Hey, let's get some crews in here. Let's patch up these pillars. You would do anything to save your country. But because of that last characteristic, which is actually the first one I list every time, no love of country, when you become king of that and you're watching it crumble, well, you're not, that doesn't stir you. Watching America crumble doesn't stir Biden or a single person in his administration or really most people in the federal government. Heck, half these people think America deserves to crumble. They're thrilled about it. So what do you do? Well, if the Vandals are at Rome's door and you care about Rome, you will grab a sword and a shield and you'll run to the front gate because you're going to try to save Rome. But if the Vandals are at Rome's door and you don't care about Rome at all, if you're not mindful of Rome and you happen to have the keys to the treasury, well, forget about the front gate. Hey, I know where there's a side gate. We're going to stop by the old treasury with a carriage here and load her on up and cruise on out. You're going to loot the treasury first. These people no longer even pretend to fill critical government positions with qualified people. And that was something, even Obama did that. Now, Obama didn't fill it with qualified people, I need to clarify, but at least he gave the illusion of it. Janet Yellen is a weapons-grade moron, but at least Janet Yellen has the background where you could justify making Janet Yellen a Treasury Secretary. If you just looked at her resume, you'd say, okay, well, that's somebody who clearly can be Treasury Secretary. I get that. But that's gone now. Now they don't feel the need to pretend. That's why you have, well, that's why you have this woman as the press secretary. Do keep in mind that the press secretary's job is to be the voice for the entire world of the White House.
He was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he mentioned a mother that had lost two of her sons to fentanyl. He said the interesting thing is that the fentanyl they took came during the last administration, and then he seemed to laugh. The mother's demanding an apology, and I'm wondering if he regretted how that came out.
So, you know, I want to be very careful here because this involves a mom, as you just stated, who lost two sons. And when it comes to this president,
I'm not even going to bother sitting here making you suffer through this answer. Our press secretary can't talk. The head of the DHS has no border experience. He opened up the border on purpose. The transportation secretary, the rear admiral, we'll get to him in a moment. He was the mayor of a small town in Indiana. No qualifications whatsoever. The head of the FAA, or proposed head of the FAA, doesn't know anything, nothing about air travel, nothing. Because you live in a late stage republic, this is the looting of the treasury stage, where you get elected and you don't even attempt to hand out posts that even look appropriate. You don't stress looking appropriate. You get elected and you hand out posts to your friends and allies and potential allies so they can join you down at the Treasury and take as much as they can while the vandals batter down the Rome's gates. I know that hurts. It doesn't feel great to say it, but it is true. Look, it's what we got. We got a long road to hoe ahead of us. We do. Got a long road to hoe. All right, we're going to get to these calls and stuff like that. 877-377-4373. Let's get to Chalk. Let's get to Chalk's mission to save the country. Remember, we're going to save America not from Washington, D.C. It's too broken, as we just described. What do we talk about? What will save America? Local. Legal and local. Legal and local. Legal. But what's the beginning of legal and local? Our homes. Caring for our homes. And what's the start of that? Caring for ourselves. You need to. I need to. And I'll be honest with you, I've been really lazy the last week and I've ate terribly. I need to be better and stronger by the end of this year than I was at the beginning. Chalk is part of that for me. Today, lifted weights, right downstairs, protein drink, washing down my male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. Get some lit powder in your smoothie in the morning. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscriptions. Get a subscription. Don't pay full price. You can get the subscription, and if it doesn't work, it will. If it doesn't, cancel anytime. They make it easy to do that. They're not a bunch of ripoff artists here. I'm telling you that. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. We were going to talk about the Rear Admiral Butt gig and his transportation gig. It'll be along the same lines what we just talked about. And then we'll get to some calls and we'll talk about our military-aged males. Uh-oh. All that and so much more still to come. Hang on. And we steal
away every chance we could. Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.